I'm home. How was your day? Did you spend it here on the couch the whole time again? You really need to get out every once in a while. So lazy, gaming all day. And you know, a kind roommate would have at least cleaned the house if he was going to be home all day. Yeah. My day? Where do I begin? Hold on, let me get out of these clothes and I'll tell you. So, I caught up with a boyfriend for lunch. Nothing too fancy, just a cafe in the city. The food was all right, a bit overpriced. I was expecting something with, more style for what they were asking for. You know what I mean? Then he suggested we. Oh, don't roll your eyes at me. I don't understand why you don't like him. You've met the guy only like once. I happen to think you two would get along great if you just hung out and talked a little bit. Anyway, then he suggested we go for a walk. It turns out that this was his plan as we walked towards this, I don't know, kind of street festival thing? Can I sit in my usual spot? Move your legs. Wider. Oh, pillow, please. Thanks. So, there was this festival thing. Food vendors, music, the works. I think it was something about multiculturalism, cultures around the world, that type of thing. So there was food and art and dances and stuff like that. I had no idea what was going on. Oh, he was so sweet. And he planned the whole thing. Without telling me. And there was also like dancers and stuff. Right there in the center of it all. And they had stuff like kebabs and donuts, but also like, Viennese rolls. Yeah. And curry puffs. Yeah, that's what they're called, curry puffs. You know, that kind of thing. Oh, it's delicious. And once we had enough food, we sat down to watch the shows. It was amazing. There was this thing where. Oh, sorry. They all kind of like wave their arms in unison. But not like the wave. You see, it was more like one long snake. It looked really trippy, but like in a cool way. But then the next show started, and it was like this belly dance thing. You know, with the sexy outfit. And the hip swing, like back and forth. Boys got really into it then, including I get it. She's hot and all, but you'd think my own boyfriend could try not to look like a total perv with me in public. So I gave him the look like, seriously? And he was all And of course, he's allowed to look, but it just feels weird when he acts like that. And I told him. Yeah, it was all moody with me and like I wasn't telling him to talking about me being a hypocrite or something, and I was like, what are you talking about? What? Oh. Sorry, was I ranting? I'm just frustrated. It was a nice date, and we fought over the most stupid thing. And he's not a bad guy, he's, you know. He's super sweet, and it's not like he was cheating on me or anything. He can ogle pretty girls all he wants. I get jealous. I know, it's a bad trait, and more sucking on it. Aw, thanks. I like it when you run your hand through my hair. You know, I think he was actually jealous of you. If you can believe that. Seriously, I keep telling him you're just a friend, but he keeps... As if he thinks there's more between us. Like, come on, you're my... I mean, we've known each other for years. That'd be so weird. Who does he think he is, telling me who my friends are? I told him, you are this close. Thankfully, he backed down. There's this fine line between being protective and sweet and... But seriously, he's nice. You should really give him a chance. Oh, I missed a spot. Did anyone ever tell you that you really are the best listener? Thanks for letting me vent. I really needed it.